Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Xavier Steyert, who's CEO with IVC USA. Xavier, how you doing?
Very well. Thank you, Kemp, and thank you for having me.
Actually, I'm here at your facility and looking forward to the event this afternoon. You're having your grand opening of the $75 million resilient sheet plant in Dalton, Georgia. Let's talk a little bit about what you've built here. Actually, I guess it was back in September of 2009 that we all heard about this thing called Project Stella, and I thought somebody was maybe going to be opening a new beer factory. But you're a Belgian company. You've built this $75 million plant here. Talk a little bit about what you've built here.
Well, first of all, I'm impressed by your beer knowledge, because indeed Stella is one of the best Belgian brews. And that was also one of the reasons we picked that code name back in September of 2009. You know, not only to refer to the Belgian brew, but also to our stellar ambitions. So Project Stella was born in September of 2009 with the groundbreaking. Basically, we started a 15-month construction and machine assembly project that basically led us to a move into our new headquarters, distribution center, and manufacturing plant in December of last year. So after 15 months, we completed Project Stella in various phases, where we basically came with a building of almost 550,000 square feet on a 44-acre site in beautiful Dalton, Georgia. So a huge construction to house the longest sheet vinyl line in the world and also the most advanced.
All right, let's talk about the product for a minute. We've watched this evolution from felt back to glass back, and everything you make here, as you say, is going to be sheet vinyl, but it's also going to be glass back, right?
Yes, this is correct. We strongly believe that the marketplace is going, you know, through a transition, as I like to call it. A couple of years ago, I already made that statement that the success of the fiberglass-backed vinyl is not just a trend, but it is a transition from felt to a newer technology. Nevertheless, we believe that felt will always have a place in the marketplace. You know, some price points or some applications will always prefer felt-back vinyl, but we strongly believe that the lion's share of the vinyl market is going to be fiberglass-backed vinyl, which is a product that we will manufacture out of our new facility here in Dalton, Georgia.
All right, and IVC, I mean, you're no stranger to the USA market. You've been over here for, I guess, several years. I think since 97 is when you first came to the U.S., is that right?
Well, IVC was established in 1997 in Europe. The parent company started building a plant in 1997. The first steps, you know, in the U.S. market were actually early 2000s, and we really, you know, started to do business in the U.S. once we entered into a partnership with CCA Global Partners, which was back in the end of 2003, beginning of 2004, where basically we were given a chance by CCA to distribute this product that was made in Belgium, you know, in their membership network.
Now, when this plant's up and fully running, what is the capacity or output that you'll be producing?
The best way to visualize, you know, if you take an interstate lane that is 4 meters wide, we will produce at full capacity 5,000 miles annually. That's the best way to put it.
Okay. All right. I know a lot of people would like to ask this question. We're in a flat market right now, so you're bringing in 5,000 miles of sheet vinyl a year into the USA market. I guess you're planning on taking share. Is that right?
Well, it is. It's a game of various variables. Obviously, one is within the category. As I said, I believe that felt is going to transition to fiber. So, from that perspective, we see a growing opportunity for that niche market within the resilient. And obviously, we will strive to take share within our category to start with. But also, for me, another variable is the success that resilient can have, you know, in competition with other flooring types and act as a substitute for other flooring. And I strongly believe that this is another opportunity for the resilient manufacturers and obviously for IVC to grow and to basically, utilize the capacity that we have put in the marketplace.
All right. And I believe this plant started its production in March. Is that right?
Yes, correct. We moved in December of 2010, and we went through a 3 months machine commissioning phase, which led us basically to a systematic A-grade production rolling from the line beginning of March. Yes, so we are actually a little bit over 2.5 months into full production now.
Okay. And this afternoon, your huge event happens. You're having a grand opening. Let's talk a little bit about that. I see the Big Ten out front. Talk a little bit about who you expect to come this afternoon.
Well, we are honored by the participation of a variety of people. Obviously, there will be our local and state representatives. We have Lieutenant Governor coming, and we have the Speaker of the House of Georgia coming. Next to the elected officials, we will have a series of captains of industry from our neighbors, manufacturers. We will obviously have a lot of suppliers, whether they are local or international suppliers. We are honored by a lot of visitors from that area. We will also have customers, obviously, at the end of the day. That's why we do it. So we have, you know, CCA executives. We have a couple of other retail accounts coming. So definitely a wide variety of people, and very excited to look forward.
All right, Xavier, this is going to be a neat event this afternoon, and I appreciate you spending time with me before it started. Let's talk one more question about the product. Where does IVC, and I believe IVC, that stands for International Vinyl Corporation, right?
International Vinyl Company, yes, correct.
Now, where does this product fit in the marketplace?
Well, the good thing about vinyl here again, and that's why we are, you know, confident that, you know, adding capacity to the marketplace is a good thing to do, because there is a, you know, growing opportunity for the product. Initially, I remember when we really started off in 2004 in the US, the application of vinyl was mainly in the wet rooms and in, you know, in the basements and in maybe kitchen and sometimes a bathroom. And we clearly have seen an evolution of applications. You know, I'm talking residential now, but of applications all across, you know, the rooms of the house. We've seen multi-million dollar homes being totally installed with our sheet vinyl. So in every space of the house. So that's one. So residentially, it's a very wide application range. I think commercially, obviously, IVC was initially a residential sheet vinyl manufacturer. We clearly have, you know, not only in the US but also at the parent company level, made substantial investments, you know, in product design and innovation for the commercial market. So we are, you know, engaging into that area as well now. So obviously, commercially, there is a lot of applications for our vinyl. So yeah, very vast array of possibilities.
How long will it be before you start to penetrate the commercial market?
Well, we have started a little under a year ago in Europe. Markets like France and Germany were pioneering IVC in that. And we have now basically launched our iTech line here in the US. We introduced that line during the last surfaces market. iTech is the brand name for our commercial line. There again, diversification from residential in the US to residential and commercial. And actually, I want to pick your thought about LVT there for a second, because LVT is definitely the third, I would say, pillar of our growth. We have introduced also at the last surfaces market our Moduleo line, which is on modular floor, which is our LVT line. And at this point, IVC is a company that, you know, does not only invest in the US. We are investing at this point as well in Belgium, as we are building a state-of-the-art LVT factory just across from the street where our headquarters are. So basically, LVT will also be one of the product categories that we will sell, not only by sourcing it in the Far East like many others do, but by making it ourselves. So obviously, LVT out of our Belgian plants, you know, by beginning of next year, will also be offered to our American customers. I have, you know, 500,000 square feet of expansion area on this beautiful 44 acres here. So I'll let you guess what might be the next project in the U.S.
That's what I thought. Okay. Well, listen, one last thing real quick. I noticed there's some solar panels here. Let's talk about that.
Yes, we want to be obviously contributing to you know, the whole green idea. We basically have decided to build a solar panel installation on top of our factory roof. And so we have a total of about 450 solar panels that will basically be able to generate enough electricity to power our fleet of electric lift trucks. And that's only a first phase. So we want to see how that works out. And there is plenty more room to put much more panels on the roof as well.
Great. Now, Xavier, I appreciate you spending time with us again. We've been talking to Xavier Steyer, who is CEO with IVC USA, about his new plan in Dalton, Georgia, and his grand opening this afternoon. You've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.